I consent to this interview being used by Northeastern and uploaded to a public archive.
Could you talk a little bit about what your regular job is and how your daily routine has changed since the COVID outbreak?
Sure. So I'm the nurse manager in essentially a primary care office. So mostly I'm managing the MAs and just the clinical aspects of the practice workflow and, you know, patient issues that come up. It's really hard to remember a time before COVID at this point, which is kind of crazy. Like, life seems like it was so simple before this all happened. We do see international patients. So, you know, January was kind of when this started taking off. And, you know, we started with the screening. And at that time, it was just a certain, you know, specific countries or locations. And then every couple of days, every couple of weeks, that list kept growing, growing, growing. And it just became more and more real that, you know, this isn't so far away from us and this will come here eventually. And it came a little bit quicker and a lot harder than we anticipated. So just keeping up with the everyday changes, I mean, it still continues to be so fluid, and making sure that we're doing, you know, everything right infection control wise and protecting patients and staff. So it's, you know, our focus has shifted. Just not that we weren't safe before, but patient safety is just patient and staff safety. Like, everything revolves around the screening process. And can we do telemedicine, where telemedicine wasn't really used in our practice before? So we just kind of changed our way of practicing. So it's been quite a roller coaster.
Could you talk a little bit more about the structural changes and precautions that have been implemented?
Sure. So that as well has changed very frequently. So initially when this started, if patients, well, let's go way back, maybe I'm going too far back, but there was a time at the beginning of COVID that it was thought that only patients who were symptomatic could transmit the virus. And we've learned that that hasn't been the case, or isn't the case anymore. So, you know, we would ask our screening questions, and only if they were symptomatic, then would we put them in another room and then go through a whole nother triage and involve bio threats if needed. But then as time went on, it became then if they were symptomatic or if they traveled to any of these places, then they would be masked. And now fast forward a couple months, everyone is masked, including all staff, all patients, no matter what. And all employees have to do a self-monitoring every day and attest that they don't have any symptoms. So we're doing as much as we can, but everyone has to have a mask on at all times. We're disinfecting areas very frequently. We've changed our whole waiting room now. We've closed down our patient lounge. So basically, we're doing anything we can now to prevent transmission, since it could be transmitted asymptomatic or symptomatic patients.
Right. Do you feel like your training prior to the outbreak prepared you for everything that's happening now? And were you provided with any additional training for all of these added protocols?
Yeah. So I don't think anything could have prepared anyone for what we're facing now. You know, it's new to everyone. I mean, even the highest person in the hospital has never dealt with this. It's new to everyone. I will say, you know, I'm on calls multiple times a day, multiple times a week, and our leadership has done a great job of keeping us updated on all these changes and, you know, explaining why things are the way they are. And we have had training on personal protective equipment. Everyone had to get fit tested for masks, and then we had to go do some online training for donning and doffing and just mostly infection control focused stuff. I worked inpatient some too on the COVID unit, so I had to do like a refresher for a gen med floor just to familiarize myself with IV pumps or their type of IV pumps on that unit. So those types of things. So I do feel that they did a good job of, you know, making sure that we were protected and the right training.
That's awesome. Are there any memorable patient experiences, either directly or indirectly related to COVID, but from the pandemic that you can share?
Yeah, so, you know, it's something with COVID is that it affects patients so differently. You know, I would have one patient who didn't seem terribly affected. You know, their O2 sats weren't great, but they were fine, and they, you know, were going to be going home soon, and others that you just knew weren't going to make it. So I think just the uncertainty was eye-opening. One example that sticks out is it was my first day. I was first day of orientation, and my only day of orientation on the unit, and we had this patient who was in his 80s, and it was quite evident that, you know, this he wasn't going to come out from this. And the hardest thing was FaceTiming with his family, because at that time family wasn't allowed, even end of life, which now they do allow end of life visitors for end of life, but at that time they did not. So just being there during that FaceTime encounter, having his kids talk with him, and the doctor was actually in the room too, and basically telling the family that he wasn't going to make it was really hard. And just knowing that they couldn't be there, like, I just couldn't imagine feeling far away from a loved one with that going on. And it was heartbreaking. I mean, it was, I still got choked up thinking about it. It was really hard just seeing that and thinking what the family was going through. So
I can't even imagine.
You're always there for families as a nurse, but I think during this time it was, you know, you really wanted to make sure that those patients had that time with their loved ones, that you were going out of your way to make sure that they had that contact, because they wouldn't be able to get it any other way. So
right.
Definitely different circumstances than, you know, you typically see in patients.
Would you say that those kind of experiences are the hardest part of working during the pandemic, or are there other things that you feel make it difficult as well?
I think that was the hardest part. I also feel, you know, you have a mask on, you know, it's harder to talk. Patients can't hear you as clearly. You have goggles on, you have a gown on. It seems less personal. And you're not supposed to spend a lot of time in their rooms, which is hard because, again, they're lonely. They want that contact, but you also have to be safe at the same time. So I think that personal disconnect is a challenge. They can't see you smiling. They don't know, you know, that you have to show them that you're there for them in other ways than your facial expressions. And I think that is challenging when your face is covered.
Right. A lot of the doctors that I've talked to have said that the sense of community among health workers has definitely been strengthened. Could you talk a little bit about that, and also whether you think that the sense of community in our overall society has been impacted by the pandemic as well?
Yeah, so I think definitely in among healthcare workers, absolutely, it's been strengthened. I mean, these calls that I'm on are really motivating, with people stepping up from all over the hospital, all different positions, that everyone just wants to help. And you know, that's why we go into medicine. And I think sometimes people forget that. And I think this brought a lot of people back to, like, yes, I'm doing this to help people. So it's been really neat being a part of that. We had a patient who was being discharged from, I'm not sure how long he was hospitalized for, but he had COVID and was being discharged. So his wife asked, you know, that we have a video of him leaving. So all the doctors and nurses lined up and had this big, you know, cheering for him. And it was great. It was just the sense of, like, hey, we did this. We got him healthy. We're getting him out of here back to his family. So just everyone working together and just
being happy for those positive patient outcomes is really cool. And then as a community, I think yes and no. I think everyone wants this to be over and is overall trying to do the best thing. I think some people are struggling, you know, with social distancing. It feels like we've been doing this forever now and people just want to get back to normalcy. So that's a tough one to answer. And two, with being masked all the time, it is hard to, you know, rally together. I think there's times where people are definitely the communities working together, but I think there's times that they're not. I know that's not a really clear answer for you.
No, I've been getting a lot of those kinds of answers actually.
Yeah, it's hard because, I mean, we're sick of wearing masks. We're sick of being far apart from each other.
Right.
And I think that wanting to return to normalcy is almost preventing us from rallying together because we just want this to be over.
Right. Have you had to take any precautions at home when you come back from work?
So when I worked inpatient, I would actually come back to my office and shower there and change my clothes there. And then I had a bag of dirty clothes and my dirty scrubs in another bag. So I'd always go home clean and I would leave my shoes behind. But other than that, no, just making sure that I was showered and changed before going home.
Got it. And then you talked about the difficulties of treating some of the patients that are really suffering from COVID, and understandably, mm-hmm. achieving physical health has to be a priority. But could you talk about some of the mental health resources that are available to both health professionals and patients?
Sure. At our hospital, our employee assistance program has a lot of resources available, and I have some staff members that have used them, specifically a counselor that will reach out to talk with them. That's been the main source. We've also had a psychologist offer to give free services to nurses and medical assistants in a couple of practices. So that's been helpful too. I think other than employee assistance program, what I do is I check in with my medical assistants who I work with and just make sure everyone's doing okay, make sure their family's healthy. And I've noticed too, just having all of my medical assistants on the phone together really boosts their morale. And then we have center-wide meetings with all the staff and, you know, that's with the Zoom, so they can see each other's faces, and you really see people light up after those meetings. So I think having that physical contact just to prevent people from feeling so isolated is really beneficial.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then kind of shifting gears a little bit, are there any common misconceptions that you hear among patients or coworkers or even in the media about COVID?
Oh, I feel like there's so many. I don't even know where to begin. That's tough to answer. You know, I hear people really playing off that COVID is just the flu, and it's people are overreacting. And then, you know, there's the opposite end of the spectrum too, that like we're never going to return to normal. We can't ever return to, you know, having contact with people. And also just the populations that it affects, which, you know, there are certain populations that or people with certain comorbidities that it does impact more. But there, like, I've had patients that were totally healthy and they got hit hard. So there's just so much uncertainty. I don't want to get too political with the news and all that, but
okay.
I think there is a lot of misinformation in the news and creating more anxiety among people. I'll leave it at that.
Okay. It's actually interesting. I've heard kind of two different answers to this question in terms of like the risk categories, because on one hand, there's the kind of misconception that my generation had, where all of the college kids were kind of like, we'll just go on spring break and we'll be fine. And then there was also, I was talking to a doctor who works at a community health center that treats a large population of homeless patients. And she was saying that there's was also this kind of misconception that everybody needed to completely social distance. And the issue was that a lot of the people like serving food and helping the homeless and like volunteering with the homeless population were elderly. So when all of the college students also started social distancing and completely isolating themselves, there was nobody to kind of do that volunteer work. So I've kind of heard it from both ends of the spectrum, which has been interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Okay, and then what are some of the things that you feel could have been done differently in preparation for in response to the COVID outbreak, either in hospitals or in society overall?
So I think it's easy to look back and be like, you know, we should have done this, 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 and this. But realistically, I don't know that there really could have been much else that we could have done. I thought our screening process was interesting because we always knew a country was going to be added to the list based off, you know, what numbers were looking like, but they would hold off a few days until it hit, you know, the CDC has a, their guidelines and their, what is it, like yellow and red categories. So it would always be waiting. And it was kind of like, well, why are we waiting? Like, I know I have a patient coming from Italy tomorrow, but what we're, I can't mask him. And I mean, I would err on the side of caution and kind of go with my gut with some of these, but I think maybe our screening process should have been a little harder. But at the same time, you have to balance. You don't want to make people feel real anxious, and you know, you kind of have to weigh that out. And it's so hard because looking back, it's like, yeah, we should have had more supplies, but like, how could you know how much supplies you need and how many ventilators you need? You know,
right.
We've done okay. We haven't run out. So I can't say that we did anything wrong because we've actually been in relatively good shape overall. It could have been much worse.
Are there any important lessons that you feel like you'll take away from working during the pandemic?
I think it just shows how important it is to be there for one another and just really be there for patients. And again, remember why you go into this field and why you're doing it. And, you know, the gratification you get from helping people. It's just really nice to know that when these patients were isolated, like I was there for them and I helped them through this. And I guess focus on the positive and not all the things we could have done or should have done, that everyone came together and, you know, did the best we could and helped save a lot of people that otherwise wouldn't have made it.